What is your thing? The thing you do when you get together?
The thing that we do is we go to gigs together.
It can be the end of the world, what's going on in your personal life. It's like we're able to put that aside and just reminisce, chat about funny things, drink, obviously.
We laugh a lot, we drink a lot. We always end up in a dodgy nightclub, or one time we were at a gig in Glasgow.
After a St Etienne concert.
And we're wandering around and we somehow find ourselves in the middle of a film shoot.
And it just seemed like the most normal thing to do. Like, we couldn't understand why the security guard was getting angry.
Talking to the security guard, who then got shouted at because he was yapping to us and not paying attention to the people trying to wander up where they were actually filming.
So yeah, that's our thing, just being silly and laughing.
What is their best quality?
Well, he's got two. The first one is his honesty. He is disarmingly honest, which sometimes takes a bit of getting used to, but it shows that he's real. It shows that he's not bullshitting you. There's nothing sugar-coated.
She has a lot of empathy for people. She doesn't like injustice. She doesn't like unfairness. And if there was something to happen to you, Gwen would absolutely be there fighting for you.
And I also think his other best quality is the ability to, like, grab new opportunities with both hands. Even things that would probably make him nervous initially, he just goes for it. And I think that's a great thing to have as well.
She's much more of a people person than I am, and much more aware if people were upset or something was going on. I think Gwen would notice that. I think that's a really attractive feature of her personality.
What is it about them that drives you mad?
It is fair to say, though, that the honesty can drive me mad as well.
I don't think there's anything about Gwen that drives me mad. I don't think we really see each other enough to be driven mad by each other.
But it's coming from a good place.
She could be quite untidy, which drove me mad as well, although I suspect I also had a touch of that.
And you know what? See, eventually you're thankful that he's given you that. And that can only be a good thing. If you can be totally honest with your pals, that's a sign of a true pal, isn't it?
What do you think it is about you that drives them mad?
When we shared a flat together, we probably did drive each other mad. I think I was quite noisy and probably not the easiest person to live with.
Me taking a long time to stand up for myself drives them mad. I get there in the end, but it does take a lot for me to write, that's enough.
I think that probably drove Gwen mad.
There is self-belief in me, but I just need that tiny bit of reassurance for it to come out. And I think that annoys him as well, definitely.
Talk about a time they really came through for you.
When we shared a flat together and we both didn't go home for Christmas, we'd both been working and we sort of arrived back at the flat at the same time, and probably within about 2 minutes or coming into the flat, the lights went off.
Stuart really, really came through for me recently. I'm a few months into a marriage breakup, and he's just been amazing.
So our meter was in a cupboard, like down two flights of stairs. So one of us went off to put the emergency credit on, only to discover that we were already in emergency credit.
He's got this knack of listening for as long as you need to talk, but he's not judgy, he's not bossy, he doesn't interfere, he doesn't tell you what to do.
So we were there on Christmas Day with no electric, no heating, no nothing. Gwen had got a food parcel from her mother and it had a Christmas pudding in it, and I can remember just sitting there eating Christmas pudding, which I don't even really like, but something that could have been quite a grim, depressing situation was, I just remember it as being funny, and that was because Gwen was there.
But at the same time, I'm very, very aware that when I do have a wobble, or if I'm having a bad day or something's happened, he's there.
And I think that's probably where our friendship works quite well, if one of us is going through something awful, I think the other one always has the ability to make that person laugh and to cheer them up.
I appreciate that so much and I adore him for it. I adore him anyway, but honestly, he's really been there for me these last few months. It's been fantastic.
Have you ever had a fight?
We have definitely had disagreements. I would say nothing in the last 20 plus years.
When we lived in the flat, we fought and bickered like brother and sister.
But certainly when we lived together, we would fall out all the time. Never about anything major. I don't think it ever lasted very long.
But I do remember one of the last fights. Oh my goodness, I hope he's not going to be angry that I say this. So one had told the other basically to fuck off because we were really frustrated with each other about something.
I don't think we sulked or didn't speak or anything like that.
And then from nowhere, this fork appeared mid-air, wedged itself into my thigh, and instantly we both stopped and just looked at each other.
We're both quite fiery and there was definitely times where things got a bit heated.
And I've never seen Stuart look so sorry because, honestly, if you'd seen the state of that flat, it's a wonder I didn't end up contracting tetanus or something, right?
If you could give them any gift, what would it be?
It would be the gift of mobility without any pain. Gwen has had both her hips replaced since we were at college, and a lot of the time we've known each other, she has had mobility issues and has been in pain. She never lets that stop her.
It would be the time and the finances to be able to go away and write something because he is super, super talented.
I would certainly give her, if I could, the gift of being able to have no pain and to move about freely.
I would love for him the feeling of starting and finishing something and for it to be really well received by other people. And I would love that for him, just to be able to do something like that.
Selfishly, that would also benefit me, because when we do meet up, sometimes she's on really strong painkillers and that stops her for drinking.
Are they a good loser?
If you don't know Stuart very well and you're in competition with him, he will be able to say well done, outwardly look happy for you.
I don't think Gwen is particularly competitive. I think she is stubborn, though.
But inward, he'll be seething. If he knows you a bit better, then you'll be told he's furious because he's lost.
So if Gwen was doing something to prove a point or to show somebody that she can do it, she would want to succeed. She would not want to fail in this task.
What do you envy about them?
I think the thing I envy about Gwen is her family. She's got two daughters and I don't have any children. I'm unlikely to have children. And for a lot of years, that thought really bothered me.
I envy the fact that Stuart lives on Orkney.
When Gwen is old and incontinent and losing her mind, which, to be honest, probably isn't that far away, she has got two children to look after her. She quite cleverly had them spaced out quite apart as well, so there's always going to be one that's reasonably young and able to look after her better.
I think it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. I think the people are so laid back, it's unreal.
Whereas I'm just going to be like either alone with a husband who's also old and lost his mind, or he's going to be dead before me, which I think is likely.
The beaches, they look tropical. It's unreal. Like, you wouldn't think you were in the far north. So, yeah, I envy where he lives and I wish you could bottle it. It's so nice.
And I'll just be left alone in the house and then die and get eaten by cats.
What have they done that has surprised you?
There's less things that surprise me with Stuart now. As we both get older and he becomes more comfortable in his own skin.
I think the thing that surprises me most about Gwen is the work she's done in recent years as a union rep.
he says yes to all these different opportunities, from his social media, the time he worked in the Orkney Library. He's just went for things.
She's been off speaking at conferences and does a lot of work for disability equality and things like that. And that surprises me. Public speaking and getting up in front of big crowds isn't something I would necessarily have thought Gwen would have done.
I'll get a message saying, I'm a Graham Norton book clubber now, or I've just interviewed Lorraine Kelly.
Again, I said earlier about her having a lot of empathy and fighting against injustice, and I think that really comes through in the work that she's been doing, and that makes me really proud to see her out there doing that and fighting for fairness and what she feels is right.
And no, it's not surprising anymore, because this is the norm when I open my WhatsApps from him. But it's great. It's so good to see him getting on, as my mum would say.
When are they at their happiest?
I think Gwen is at their happiest when she's with her girls. I think they bring a lot of joy into her life.
Stuart's happiest, I think, when he can be creative.
She just loves her family. She loves spending time with them. And I think that brings her a lot of happiness.
So that could be an evening class, could be a task at his work. Yeah, definitely happiest when he can just get his creative juices flowing.
I would like to think she's also happy when we meet up and go to gigs and see each other. I think we laugh a lot. Gwen probably makes me laugh a sort of deep, hearty belly laugh more than anybody else I've ever known. And I would like to think she feels the same.
If they were a food, what food would they be?
Stuart would be a pizza crunch.
Something satisfying and delicious, but nothing fancy.
Which is a deep fried battered pizza for non-Scottish listeners.
Something very Scottish, like mince and tatties.
It's soft on the inside with a slightly harder exterior, and I think that sums them up.
Good, basic, hearty, comfort food.
Is there anything you've always wanted to apologise to them for or to explain, but have never got round to it?
I'm not sure if I have ever apologised for the incident when we lived together and had an argument.
I'm heart sorry I haven't been up to visit more. That's going to change, definitely.
Things got a bit physical, and I did end up throwing the fork that I had in my hand at Gwen. I shouldn't laugh. And the fork stuck in her leg.
I don't know if it's because we're getting older. I just feel I should make more of an effort to be there for him, because he's been there for me so many times.
That sounds quite bad when I say it out loud, and I'm not sure that I have ever apologised for that. So, Gwen, I am very sorry for throwing that fork into your leg.
So, yeah, I'm going to start going up to visit him more often. Beautiful scenery, laid-back people, and being able to spend time with him, I mean, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Part of me still worries that if you were to get a blood test, that there could be microscopic traces of chicken and mushroom pot noodle in your bloodstream. So, if that is the case, I apologise wholeheartedly.
If they suddenly disappeared from this world, what is the one thing that you would lose that you cannot get anywhere else?
If they suddenly disappeared... Oh, that's awful. It doesn't bear thinking about.
I would really, really miss her, being able to phone her up if I have a problem.
God, I'd be so lost. So, so lost.
I know that Gwen is going to be there. If something major happened, she's the first person I would contact.
I'd have lost my fiercest cheerleader.
I could tell her anything. I know she wouldn't judge me. Well, she might judge me. But...
my voice, a reason.
She would still listen and offer advice. I hope she feels the same.
Oh, the world would be such a darker place.
I would miss having that person who I can share a problem with if Gwen wasn't here.
That's an awful question. I don't like that.